streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday on Fox Sports Radio at noon to 3 Eastern, 9 a.m. to noon Pacific. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Fox Sports Radio or FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, here we go. It is a Thursday, live in Los Angeles. It's the Herd. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening, thanks for making us part of your day. Michael Penix stopping by, University of Washington quarterback, going to go in the first round of the draft. We presume Mark Sanchez stops by. You got your tomorrow headlines today because you're off for, I don't even know where you're going. You just going on a big trip or something?
No comment. yeah, tomorrow's headlines today is going to be kind of spicy. Just pace yourself. Be ready for it.
Rick Bucher in an hour, so it is great to be here. Oh, I should mention that yesterday we talked about it on the show. In 1 hour from now, I'm going to go to my mock draft. Now, there's a lot of different ways to do this. I can predict what teams are going to do. Here's what I would do. I've always said if I didn't do this, my dream job would be an NFL general manager. Yeah. So I'm going to tell you what I would do with the picks if I was the guy. And there is one trade, which is, I think, one that everybody kind of sees coming around the corner. So in 1 hour, my mock draft, this is my, I think I did one earlier. This is my big one. This is what I would do, what I think the team should do.
We'll pick it apart in great detail. I can't wait for that.
All right, so Philadelphia is in the playoffs. They beat Miami last night, but it was really what the playoffs have been my entire life. That game, Miami led at half. Miami, it was leading big chunks of the game, third quarter. And then the game, and these two teams, Miami and Philadelphia, play very close games, just like Denver and the Lakers play a lot of close games. And then what did they do? It's not about the refs, not about the coaching. They got Embiid the ball. The best player on the floor took over the game. He got the touches in the fourth quarter. You're going to see this in the Lakers-Nuggets series. They'll play close games. Miami and Philly play close games. Embiid's always the best player. And Lakers-Nuggets play close games. Jokic is the best player. And the Lakers and Nuggets, you're going to blame Darvin Ham. You're going to blame the refs in Los Angeles. No, Jokic, the world's best basketball player, is going to close the games out and dominate the last 8 minutes. In the 80s, the best players for a long time were Bird and Magic. 10 years, they got to a combined 10 finals. And then Michael Jordan showed up. He was the best player, 6 for 6. And for a time, Shaq was the best player in the NBA. He got to 3 straight finals and 4 to 5. And then for a while, there was an argument Tim Duncan was the best player, 3 titles, 5 years. Oh, fans love to blame the referees. Oh, it's that in-game coaching. Nonsense. LeBron arrived, best player in the world, 8 straight finals. Steph and KD, the Warriors overlapped LeBron. But when Steph and KD were there, finals, in fact, 5 finals, 5 years for the Warriors during their peak stretch with Steph, KD, and the like. It's not the refs. Last night wasn't the refs, wasn't officiating. The best players in the world get to the finals a lot consecutively. And my guess is Jokic is that next player. He's better than Embiid. He is better, in my opinion, all around than Luka or SGA or Giannis. He just does more well. So last night was a prime example. 11 of his 23 points. Embiid did not play great in the first half. Remember, he's just getting the win back, the cardio back. But here you went to the fourth, and Nick Nurse is like, let's get the best player in this game the ball a lot. It's not Bam. It's not Butler who's banged up. And here was Nick Nurse after.
Wasn't easy. I thought they certainly did a great job. Built in a huge scheme to make things difficult for him. But he made some big plays. He hits a trail three. Throws a great pass to Kelly there to kind of the basket that we really needed. I don't know how many assists he had, but he probably had a good number.
Now, by the way, in the 70s, when I grew up loving the NBA, you did not have a dominating player as much as you know, like in the 70s, it was a bunch of different teams winning a bunch of different stuff. And you had, like, Milwaukee had Lou Alcindor, but you had the Sonics and the Blazers and the Sixers and this and that. And in the end, when you generally get a dominating great player or two, they're going to dominate these playoffs, and they're all going to look like last night. Miami outplays them. Miami's got a great coach. Miami leads at half. Miami's leading in the third, fourth quarter. Feed Embiid the ball. 11 to 23. Lights out. All right, so Atlanta-Chicago played. Kobe White played one of his best games as a pro. But the winner was not the Chicago Bulls. No, it wasn't. The winner was the Lakers. Because officially, DeJounte Murray and Trae Young do not work together. That didn't work. Two point guards. Who knew? Atlanta is 20-31 when DeJounte Murray and Trae Young both play. They're actually better when just one of them plays. And the Hawks are going to keep DeJounte Murray. Here's why. They traded three first-round picks for him. So they want to keep him. And also, I would make the argument you can get more on the market for Trae Young. So the Lakers need a bucket getter and a playmaker. As you know, LeBron's getting very old. And they also have the best defensive player, in my opinion, in the NBA, in Anthony Davis. So he can cover for Trae Young's defensive deficiencies. Atlanta's going to keep DeJounte Murray, who averages 23 a game. But if you look at DeJounte Murray's stats, when Trae Young's not around taking the ball, he averages close to 25 or 26 points, and his assists almost double. So DeJounte Murray is going to go from 23 a game probably to 26, 27 a game. They're going to funnel the offense around him. He's going to go from like 5 assists to 9, 10 assists, 11 assists a game. He's going to be a star in the league. And then Trae Young, they'll get draft picks and players for him. They could use better defenders. Lakers have them. So the Lakers have a lot of things, right? They have size. They have experience. They have AD's defense. What they don't have is a star in their 20s. You know who does? Everybody in the West. Dallas does. Phoenix does. Mini does. OKC does. Denver does. That's the one thing the Lakers do not have. An ascending star in their 20s. They don't. Everybody in the West does. All the good teams do. By the way, the Warriors, Sacramento does. De'Aaron Fox. Dallas and Luka. OKC. SGA. Minnesota. Ant Edwards. The Lakers don't. They need one. So they're going to add Trae Young. I think he fits L.A. Atlanta is going to go with DeJounte Murray, who they already gave up a basket full of picks to get. And it's very clear. When Trae Young is not on the floor with DeJounte Murray, his numbers are all-star level. He's going to be 26, 27 a game, 9, 10, 11 assists. Quinn Snyder, after the loss, acknowledging wasn't our night.
We didn't start well, so a lot of times when you're playing catch-up, it takes a lot of energy, and it felt like when we did cut the lead, at a certain point, we just ran out of gas, and, you know, you want to dig down deep for, you know, a playoff game, but hats off to Chicago. They played well.
Yep.
And obviously not the result we wanted.
Yep. So Kobe White had, who's an interesting player, fun, fast, quick, scores, not a great defender, not sure what to make of him. But that game really last night, that was about Atlanta coming to terms with, yeah, this thing doesn't work. Trey and DeJounte Murray, it doesn't work. And the Lakers have always done really well when they roll the dice in a 20-year-old star. The history is, that's, this town's built for stars. L.A. does stars right. Matt Stafford has worked here. Mookie Betts, Otani. This has always been a market. The coaches are stars. L.A. likes stars. Trey Young, my guess, coming to L.A. Now, J-Mac's not as hot on this, but I know that Trey Young and LeBron's camp are close. They like him. LeBron likes him. LeBron's camp likes him. And LeBron's not going anywhere.
You think LeBron liked the minus 27 last night from Trae Young? He was a turnstile on defense. He cannot guard anybody in the pick and roll. Took bad shots. Had more turnovers than baskets.
Yes. But we do know fit matters. We do know that.
Okay, who are you giving up for Trae Young?
Everybody except
if you say Austin Reeves, I may have to.
Everybody except LeBron and AD. Doesn't matter.
I mean, it's too early in the show for me to walk off the set, right? I'm not giving up Austin Reeves under any circumstances.
Let me tell you something. If you want to be a championship team, if you're going to die on this hill, I can't move off Austin Reeves. You're an unserious NBA team. That cannot be the hill you die on. I'm not moving off Austin Reeves. Austin Reeves would be an excellent complementary player to DeJounte Murray. And they also need length and size and defense. Lakers have plenty of that. They got a lot of Jared Vanderbilts on that roster.
Oh, yeah.
Take an expiring contract. You get several first-round picks. You take an Austin Reeves. If you're a championship team, that's not the hill you can die on.
Wow.
You can die on the I'm not moving AD. AD, best defensive player in the league. LeBron remains a top 10 offensive player. Trae Young, complete playmaker and shot maker.
Yeah.
So what the Lakers, the one thing the Lakers don't have is a shot maker.
Yeah.
I mean, D'Angelo Russell and LeBron, it's not good. And by the way, here's the other thing. Remember what's going to happen. Let's look around corners here. Lakers are going to get doused by Denver. So LeBron got swept by Denver last year, probably gets beaten five this year. So they've played him, you know, eight or nine times. He's lost all but one. What is LeBron going to be seeking? He trusts AD. He's going to be seeking his Jamal Murray. It's like, we need a shot maker because you know what's going to happen in the series against Denver. D'Lo's not going to be great, and Reeves will be limited because Denver plays real defense and has the length against him. So D'Lo and Austin Reeves are not going to crush it against Denver, and LeBron's going to be like, I'm great. AD's great. We need another great. They're going to go out and get Trae Young, who, by the way, I like Trae Young more than the market does, but there are no perfect players. The ones that are near perfect, Lakers aren't giving up AD. Denver's not giving up Jokic. Dallas isn't giving up Luka. Celtics aren't giving up Tatum. So you have to move into imperfect players, which is Trae Young, who fit LeBron, great distributor, AD, great defender. So once you get out of the top eight players in the league, Minnesota's not giving up Ant Edwards. So now I'm getting players with holes. Trae Young is second level. He's the next 12. He's got a hole, defense. Oh, we have the best rim defender in the league. Oh, well, sometimes, like, he takes too many shots. LeBron will run the offense. You can play some off ball. But he is, once you get past the eight guys that nobody's moving, you're getting into players with issues. The question is, how do you hide their issues?
Okay. So you open the show saying you want to be an NFL GM. That would be like your favorite job, right? So, you know, we own the soccer team in Mexico.
Yeah.
And we were last in the table last season, and there were a couple guys in the locker, like really good players, but locker room,
yeah,
a little issues, started some like stuff, moved off of them. We've moved way up in the standings. I want to ask you, what's going on in the locker room in Atlanta with Trae Young? Because, well, Colin, since that win in the playoffs over Joel Embiid, yeah, the Sixers, things have gone sideways, and the teammates very clearly from the body language,
okay,
don't love the way Trae Young plays.
Okay, so ask yourself this. Do two quarterbacks work in the NFL? No. They don't even work really in college. The guys getting drafted didn't share time, Penix and McCarthy. Well, when you have two guys that have the ball, DeJounte Murray and Trae Young, you think it's going to work? Atlanta's a flawed team. You get Trae out. DeJounte numbers are, we showed you the graph, they're going to go way up. Trae Young right now is trying to get his and sharing kind of a position and the ball with one guy. Won't, AD doesn't need the ball. LeBron's a great passer. So this was never going to, DeJounte Murray and Trae Young was never going to work. By the way, it's been remarkable that Kyrie and Luka have worked. By the way, we tried James Harden and Chris Paul, didn't work. James Harden, Westbrook didn't work. James Harden, guys that have the ball a lot, it's hard to get another guard with him. That's why what Luka and Kyrie are doing is really fantastic.
So LeBron is ball dominant. There's no signs he's given up the ball. We watched that Pelicans game, fourth quarter. He's 1-for-8 jacking some bad
shots.
But
when LeBron's off the floor now, the Lakers have no playmakers of elite level.
It's fair.
But now Trae Young takes it over.
Ball dominant in high school, ball dominant in Oklahoma, ball dominant in Atlanta.
And as LeBron comes down to 30 minutes a game, which he wanted to 2 years ago, it's Trae's offense. When he's not, trust me, Trae Young respects LeBron, his camp, guys.
This is a spicy topic. I'm very curious what the LA Laker fans think about Trae. If you watch that game in the season closely.
If you're a realistic fan, there's 8 to 10 players, AD's one of them, you're not getting. Then there's the next 12 to 15 of guys with flaws that fit. What do you need? A shot maker. You're not getting Jalen Brunson. You're not getting those guys. Okay. He's a top 12 untouchable guy. All right? Jimmy Butler is hurt again. So Trae Young is a flawed player. A, he fits exactly what the Lakers need. He's not perfect. He can be scattershot at times. He's not a perfect player. And then what does Atlanta need to give DeJounte Murray the team? Because right now he's sharing it. It's frustrating both players.
Yeah. How's this? Klay Thompson on the cheap or giving up players and picks for Trae Young?
Trae Young. Not even close. Trae Young's in his prime. Trae Young is in his prime. I don't mind dying on this hill. Trae Young is better. Trae Young is going to work in Los Angeles with LeBron. I'll die on that hill. Are we archiving this? Is this being taped?
Tell West.
Trae Young with AD and LeBron would be a big hit. He'd be a 24.5 to 26.5 point guy game. Okay. LeBron wants to play less minutes. AD doesn't dominate the ball. He'd be excellent. He's 26 years old. He's got like 5 to 6 peak years left.
That's fair.
Klay Thompson is out of his peak and really expensive.
Doesn't need the ball. Takes like 5 dribbles a game. Just splash threes. You showed it. Yeah. Average 20 points a game in April.
0-for-10 against.
Yeah, I know. It's fair. Sacramento.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet 5. That's it. $5 and get 200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, Tecovas.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
You're now entering the No Bull Zone, sponsored by Credible Great Rates. None of the bull. All right, saw this story. Bill Belichick is now going on a sympathy tour. Bill Belichick unfairly treated in the Dynasty documentary. Oh, boy. Here's a story. According to ESPN reporter Don Van Natta, Seth Wickersham, Jeremy Fowler. The piece explains Belichick and Jerry Jones, the Cowboy job's the one he wants. If he took a job, it would be that one. Here's why. Belichick and Jerry Jones are both in win-now mode, and they're longtime friends. Secondly, Belichick told a friend that he liked the idea of sticking it to the Crafts by working for Jerry. So first of all, Dallas is not a good fit for Bill. First of all, part of the success in New England was Brady consistently, his entire career, taking pay cuts. Dak's not taking them, and he is, in fact, overpaid. Brady was underpaid his entire time in New England. Dak is overpaid. Secondly, according to this story, this is just about screwing the Crafts. Never take a job out of grievance. And the third thing is, Robert Kraft meddled one time on Jimmy Garoppolo. It drove Belichick nuts. Jerry Jones is listed as the Cowboys' general manager. Goes on radio and talks about it. Post-game talks about it. Not going to work. So, but the bigger picture is I'm supposed to be sympathetic for Bill because he's being picked on by the Crafts. Clearly, according to this story, neither side is in love with the other. The relationship soured. And I'm not taking sides. It clearly soured. But if this is true, and I trust Don Van Natta, Jeremy Fowler, Wickersham, these people do reputable work for 20 plus years, relationship's not good. And as I've always said, the winner writes the chapters, the final chapters, you know, in the book, and the Crafts own the team, and they get to fire a coach, not vice versa. But Belichick is not being unfairly picked on. Nobody picked on Bobby Knight. Yeah, that kid's throat didn't run into his hand. Bobby threw the chair, nobody else. Nobody picked on Bobby. Bobby's reality was created by Bobby, and so was Bill. This New England roster, which next to Carolina is the biggest hot mess in the league, that's Bill's roster. He took over the draft days 7 years ago, and this is what you have. No receivers, no speed, almost no elite players. That's Bill's roster. So increasingly, he wasn't collaborative. He's clearly petty and a grudge holder, 72 years old, couldn't get along with Peter King, wouldn't talk to him 17 years. Peter King talks to everybody. So I know fake news, but, you know, Bill's a bit of a grudge holder. According to this, he has grievance, wasn't highly collaborative at the end, but I'm sorry. I watched the documentary when players like Wes Welker came out and said it was uncomfortable to watch the relationship between Bill and Tom, and that Tom Brady looked like an abused dog. Multiple Patriot players said on camera, a lot of people say things not on camera, said on camera, yeah, it was uncomfortable. It was like uncomfortable how the best quarterback ever was treated. You want me to believe and be sympathetic to Belichick, who I think was a great coach, but his reputation is wholly earned, and that's why he's not getting jobs. You can rule with an iron fist when you're winning. You lose the GOAT, Greg Popovich, Bill Belichick. A lot of guys They're not going to play nice. No sympathy here. You earned what you're getting. J-Mac with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
All right, Colin, let's start with some crummy news. In the NBA, Jimmy Butler will miss several weeks after suffering a right MCL injury in last night's loss. Oh, man, he was injured at the end of the first quarter, kept playing like a warrior that he is. You could tell in the fourth quarter he wasn't good to go when the offense had to run through Tyler Hero. Butler, you know, the real heart and soul of this Miami Heat team. The Heat host the Bulls Friday for the final playoff spot in the East. I got to say, Heat are really banged up.
Yeah.
Rozier, Butler. I don't know that they're a lock to beat this Bulls team.
No, I mean, I think I watched the Bulls twice live, probably watched them 10 times on the year. Chicago's got good players. They don't have a great player, though Coby White played great last night. But it's DeMar DeRozan's a good B-plus player. Coby White last night was an A player. He's a B player. Chicago's got a good coach. What they do is the coach knows what they do well and what they don't. They avoid what they don't do well. And my take is Chicago is a really great player away from being an interesting team. They have good players. And right now, good, healthy players is going to beat Miami's one really good, healthy player.
So they have had a great player, Zach LaVine. He's hurt. I know you don't think he's great. I do. And now it gets worse. Like Alex Caruso of the Bulls, he's also going to miss this game. Like, this is just, it stinks. Zion goes down. Jimmy Butler, you guys can scoff at Caruso. He's an important player, a very good defender.
I'm taking Chicago. What's the line, by the way?
I have not seen it since the Butler news, but I would assume it's going to be close. I don't know that there's any edge there. I'm just still ticked off at the Hawks. Maybe that's why I was being so harsh on Trae Young. Bet their season win total over the last 2 years, because I believed in that backcourt, and they could not deliver. I'll stick in the NBA. Next up, Klay Thompson, future Laker. Just kidding. His future with the Warriors is up in the air. He's a free agent. Steph, Draymond, and Steve Kerr have made it clear they wanted to stay with the Warriors. And during Klay's exit interview, he said it feels good to have the support of his guys.
It means a lot. I mean, we've been through the highest of highs and lows. Whether it's losing a championship, winning a championship, missing the playoffs, we've been through everything together. So that does mean a lot. And makes me grateful to have the times I've had with them. Like, done some pretty historic stuff.
I know you kind of poo-pooed it, but I'm just saying, if LeBron can get Klay Thompson to come to the Lakers, and he's throwing to Klay Thompson in the corner as opposed to Taurean Prince, which is what it is now, and you've got Austin Reeves, D'Angelo Russell, and Klay Thompson, you got a really good thing with the Lakers. I don't think they're that far away. Remember, Western Conference Finals last year.
So you're going to pay $20 million for Klay with the Lakers.
Let's see if Klay's ticked off enough and vengeful enough that he'll take a little less to play with LeBron and the Lakers. Remember, his dad, former Laker, won some titles.
You think Klay Thompson makes the Lakers good enough to beat Denver or Boston or Dallas?
Well, I mean, again, you add one more shooter playing with LeBron and AD.
See. Another aging player with injury problems. Don't we have a few of those with the Lakers? Wouldn't it be nice to have a young guy in his prime?
Well, are you, an ageist? You don't like old NBA players?
And listen, we all have. I mean, I'm dealing with that now. You get older, stuff breaks. The Lakers don't need another old player who gets hurt. That's the last thing they need. Everybody in the West has a great 20-year-old. Every single good team has one, except the Clippers and the Lakers.
Well, okay, so Klay with the Warriors was basically their number two offensive threat, right? After Curry? I mean, it wasn't Wiggins. So now Klay goes from being the number two, the burden, can he make shots, to, what is he, the fifth guy in the Lakers? LeBron, AD, Austin Reeves is better, let's be real, and D'Angelo Russell's younger. So Klay goes from being the two with pressure to being the five?
Klay averaged almost 24 a game in April. He's better than Austin Reeves.
I don't know what you have against Austin Reeves. Can we get him on the show? Like, he is a two-way player, okay? He's a great creator getting in the lane.
Great.
He's a really great...
Okay. Again, do the Lakers need old, expensive players who get hurt? No, it's the opposite of what they need. They need young, energetic playmakers who can play 37 minutes because LeBron is old and AD is old for his age. They need youth and playmakers. So Trae Young is both.
Klay as kind of a Porzingis. Remember, you loved the move. Porzingis going from like a 1 or 2 or 3 in Dallas to now
7-2. But Porzingis on his good nights is unstoppable. He also gives me a unicorn physically.
I mean, he can't defend anybody.
Half the league doesn't defend. You're giving me a 7-2 guy who can hit threes, drive. Porzingis is better than Klay right now.
I would agree. All right, final story is kind of interesting. So remember, the Commanders hosted this massive, like basically a block party of quarterbacks. Jaden Daniels, Drake May, J.J. McCarthy, Michael Penix were all there. They went to Topgolf. And then the following day, they all kind of had their one-on-ones in Washington. Some people say that's an unusual approach, but I did call an NFL agent yesterday during the show, and I was like, what's the deal? And he's like, this is kind of normal for some teams. This is not out of the ordinary. However, Jaden Daniels' agent, his name is Ron Butler, You could see his social media activity. He went and liked some tweets that were criticizing the group night out. Listen, I get it. If you're a player, you're unhappy, you lash out on social media.
So listen, here's what's happening.
Why is he doing this?
The Commanders are going to take Jaden Daniels. The Commanders wanted to invite a bunch of people around Jaden Daniels to see how Jaden Daniels handled it. They've made their decision. I've been told they've made their decision. They want Jaden. They wanted to create an environment and see how's Jaden going to be with other alphas. So they want Jaden Daniels. Now, maybe Jaden Daniels' agent just ticked off the Commanders and they're like, screw it, we'll go get Drake May. As I said, in the room, I've been told that Jaden Daniels, the belief in Washington is his mobility will help with no run game and a shaky O-line, that he is the more consistent player in a much better conference than Drake May. He's more talented and mobile than J.J. McCarthy, Bo Nix, or Michael Penix. I've been told, this is what I've been told by a source who was 3 for 3 for me, has never missed. The source said Jaden Daniels, but I said things change. Now, if Jaden's agent is ticking off the Commanders, you don't know what happens behind the scenes. Maybe the agent shouldn't talk. But here's my take on this whole thing. The idea is the Commanders, one of the knocks on the combine is that it's a TV show and the players aren't getting paid for it, and it's kind of manipulative against the players. And I don't know if that's true or not, but that's kind of a feeling among a lot of agents. It's like, why am I sending my guys to this dog and pony show? Pay us. It's a TV show. And who are you to just judge that? Go watch the tape. That's why some of these top players like Harrison, that Caleb, they're not going to play. And yet the players are getting harshly judged and dropping in the draft. And so in this situation, we're looking at it through the prism of the Commanders. They're going to take Jaden and they want to see what it's like. A little bit of a dog and pony show here. Let's just see what it's like with other alphas. And the agent's like, do you want him or not? And I made this argument to you yesterday. If I went to this, I'm not sure I'd want to be alpha. I'm like, I'd kind of sit and observe and watch the room. I'd end up watching the Commanders and see how they handle it. Like, if I'm Jaden Daniels, I'm thinking, is this how you're going to treat me when I'm there? I think the Commanders thought is a very smart way to judge Jaden. I think if I'm Jaden, I'm looking at it like, this is how you're going to treat me when I come in the room?
Well,
there's an argument to be made that would Andy Reid do this?
Well, the other thought is that, you know, sometimes it's tough to get ownership, GM, positional coaches, everybody in the building, so you do kind of a car wash, if you will. You call everybody, say, hey, we're not going to tie up your next 3 months with draft stuff. Come in for this week. We'll have on all our big-time prospects.
Okay.
So then you get to go through everybody, and you get your one-on-ones
so
the next day.
Let me personalize. This has never happened to me, but I want to personalize it because this is the easiest way. So let's say when I was coming over to Fox, and Fox is like, boy, we like Colin. This is the guy we're going to choose. But we're going to go to dinner and bring over Stephen A. and big personalities. We're going to take him to dinner and see how Colin reacts around. Do you like me or you don't? Am I parading to a restaurant to appeal to you? Are you serious as an organization? They didn't do that. They made a decision. They found me. We go to dinner. We meet. It was private. So my whole thing is, what are we doing here with Jaden Daniels? Do you want him? I've been told yes. Then draft him. But it feels like you're trying to, let's see how, hey, you got his tape. You got the combines. You got his pro day. What are we doing here? I just don't like the idea of, well, let's see how he hangs with other alphas. He could have come up in a ticked off mood thinking, what are we doing here? Are you manipulating me? I don't like it. I'm not a big fan of it. This is not an episode of The Bachelor. This is not The Bachelor. I don't like this whole thing. So, it's game playing and using the athlete at your discretion. It's called Tape Combine Pro Day.
That is a fascinating. I forgot about this, but when Fox was bringing me out here 7 years ago, they brought out me, Nick Wright, was here, Kyle Brandt, a couple of others, and put us together to see how we would do. I don't know if it was like,
but that's
Hunger
a different
games,
ball game.
Pitting each other against
that's
each
different,
other.
Different because you were coming in as chemistry plays. Jaden's coming in as a franchise quarterback.
That's fair.
He is the franchise quarterback. Stop manipulating him. I'm not a big fan of this thing. Are you into the kid? The kid's giving you a pro day. He's giving you combine stuff. I don't know what he did at the combine. Pro day. He gave you Arizona State film, LSU film. You've made calls on him. You've done all this homework on him.
So I guess the one thing you cannot quantify, this is the big struggle with teams and quarterbacks, just how they interact in the wild. What are they like? I don't know. I mean, unless you're spying on them at the university.
It seems to me that if you're dominant in the SEC and are crushing, you're just fine. LSU is a high-profile program with NFL guys, NFL pressure, crazy television games. LSU is one of the big dogs in the country.
It's great
a top
coach,
five.
Great
it's
receivers.
A top five. Brian Kelly is hard on his quarterbacks. So this kid's been in a pressurized environment for the last 2 years and has crushed it. The hell are we doing up here bringing him in some silly show with a bunch of other alphas that you're not going to draft?
Well, Drake May's never been in a setting like that. He was playing in rinky-dink UNC.
Yeah, Drake May played in a crappy conference, was inconsistent. Jaden Daniels has proven his worth. It's called tape. It's called pro day. Maybe I'm way off on this, but I don't like being manipulated. You like me or not? Do you like me or not? I don't want to be manipulated for your discretion. I'll do a pro day. You can come to that. You know, sometimes I'll go to a combine, but players have rights too. And this feels over the top. That's how it feels for me. Maybe I'm being too pro player, but I don't like it. Hey, Colin, we didn't give you a heads up. We invited 9 other hosts. I thought you said you liked me. Well, we just want to see how you interact at dinner. Whatever.
Okay.
J-Mac with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Lie News.
Don't like it. Sorry. And I'm personalizing it for different stuff here, but sometimes in this sports stuff, it's like, well, what would I feel like? And since I'm not a quarterback, what would I feel like if people did that? It doesn't feel right to me. By the way, you know I love Jim Harbaugh. But man, I don't like when coaches say this sentence, and I'll tell you what that sentence is next.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Sunday on Fox, the stars of NASCAR head to Talladega for the biggest thrill ride of the year. The pre-show kicks things off at 2 Eastern, then the green flag flies at 3 Eastern Sunday on Fox.
So, years and years, this is a long time ago. Mike Ditka was, I think, the coach of New Orleans at the time, and I remember he drafted Danny Werfel. And one of the things he said, oh, he's a winner. It was Steve Spurrier. They were winning a lot of SEC games. And I had talked to a general manager at the time. Rich McKay in Tampa was the GM of the Bucs. And I remember him telling me he's not an NFL quarterback, but we don't want to say anything negative. We're in Tampa. Gainesville's just up the road 90 minutes. So I don't like the term, he's a winner. Because most of these high school quarterbacks, by the way, that are really, really good, like 4- and 5-star guys, they're playing at stacked high school programs. They all come out winners out of high school. In Southern California, St. Bosco, Mater Dei, if you start for 2 or 3 years, those guys are all like 30-3. They're all winners. What does that mean? It means you're talented enough to be a quarterback at a great high school program. I don't want to hear you're a winner. So the new Michigan coach, Sherrone Moore, was on with Tom Curran's podcast and was talking about J.J. McCarthy.
The first thing is that high school, 2 state championships, transferred to IMG national championship, comes to Michigan, 3 Big Ten championships, and a national championship. So my rebuttal is he's the ultimate winner, competitor.
Well, yeah, he's a competitor. All quarterbacks are, and he won a bunch. A.J. McCarron was 36-4 at Alabama with 2 national titles. He was a winner. Stetson Bennett at Georgia, 29-3, 2 natties. Another winner. Vince Young, Tim Tebow. Kellen Moore was 50-3 at college. The kid in Atlanta, Desmond Ritter, I looked it up this morning, 43-6 in college. It doesn't mean anything. I mean, you know who didn't win in college? Patrick Mahomes was 13-19. The best quarterback on the planet. You know who also didn't win a ton in college? Josh Allen, 16-10, probably the second best quarterback. If you grow up, you're a kid, and you have a wealthy family, right? Get tutors, prep school, wealthy family. Then dad gets you a job at Goldman Sachs out of college. It's easy to say, well, my son's a winner. Well, kind of grooved to win. Wealthy dad, get your job at Goldman Sachs. 24 years old, you're making 600 G's. Well, you know, a little help there. My question about J.J. McCarthy or any of these quarterbacks, what did you overcome? Who did you elevate that wasn't really special until you elevated them? I mean, I'm watching Patrick Mahomes throw touchdown passes to Sky Moore in the Super Bowl. That's elevating people. So I whenever I hear he's a winner, I'm just like, Danny Werfel. Not into it. I don't want to hear about winning. It just Matt Ryan wasn't a big winner in college. Kirk Cousins wasn't hoisting trophies. Dak won games, but he wasn't winning the SEC. What have you overcome and who do you elevate is what I care about. So at the top of the hour, I'm going to do my mock draft. I'm going to go 1 through 12 to the Denver pick. I do have a major trade in there. And what would I do if I was GM? So first of all, next week is draft week. I've been into the draft for a long time. Everybody does mock drafts. I do them very infrequently. I won't even do an entire first round because I really don't know and things change. I think we're going to have a lot of moves. Down, up. My theory has always been, unless you have a needed quarterback and there's one you like, Washington, Chicago, I'd almost always move down. Or if you're a team like Minnesota that needs a quarterback in a year, because you got everything else on the team, coach, weapons, edge rusher, got everything else, then you can move up. Minnesota, to me, 2 first-round picks. There's a reason they got them. I could see Minnesota moving up. I'd be good with it. But by and large, outside of Chicago and Washington in this draft, I get the move down. Most of the top 10 teams have average rosters. They have major holes. I mean, Giants right now, major holes. Chargers have a good roster, not a great one. They need about six players at key spots. Right tackle, center, tight end, weapon, corner. They got just enough spots. Probably need to get an outside linebacker because eventually Khalil Mack and Bosa, probably not going to keep both of them long term. Need another running back, although I think they picked up J.K. Dobbins yesterday from the Ravens. So there you go. Draft, by the way, this is a great 10-day period for us. Draft and NBA playoffs. This is one of the best 10-day periods in what we do for a living. Like it's tonight, there's no NBA game.
Yeah.
It's like, great what's night. Going on?
Yeah, great time to hang out with some. Maybe you'll go, come and have a drink with me or something. You got kind of worked up in that Jaden Daniels thing. Can we revisit for a second?
Okay.
So there was I'm not going to call the guy out, but there was a wide receiver in the Big 12 a couple years ago who went like top 10, and they found out like after he got to the team, like, oh, this guy has drinking issues, and he flamed out of the league. There's a possibility. You have all these guys. You go to Topgolf. You're hanging out. Maybe you see some social stuff that you couldn't uncover in the scouting of this player. Are they drinking adult beverages? Are they afterward? Hey, let's ditch this Topgolf and let's go to the strip club. I don't know. You don't know what these guys are like until they get together. So I do think there is some value in seeing not only how they play together, but how they interact. And
first of all, I judge quarterbacks. The whole world does different than everybody else. If you can play under Brian Kelly, who ran through quarterbacks at at Notre Dame, I mean, he ran through them. Brian is tough on quarterbacks. Not bad for him, but tough on him. If he recruits you, sings your praises, you go 2 years with Brian Kelly's coaching, there are no reports anywhere about trouble. I'm pretty sure he's good with other men. Okay. Now, a wide receiver, if you have concerns about wide receiver, again, that's a complimentary player.
But by the way, that whole, we're pretty sure he's good. Bro, that's how GMs get fired. You don't go with, we're pretty sure he's good.
I'll give you
that's
an example.
How you get fired in 2 years.
I'll give you an example. If you have problems as a quarterback, Johnny Manziel, you hear about it. You see it. Baker Mayfield looked cocky. You saw it.
Okay, Ryan Leaf. Nobody saw anything. Nobody saw anything.
No, they did psychological profiles, and Bobby Bethard was warned. Go Peyton Manning. No, you go back and look it up. They were warned by the team psychologist. Real problems potentially as a franchise. He's not mature enough right now for it. So you can do all sorts of testing. I don't think dog and pony show at Topgolf.
Okay. The testing on CJ Stroud said he can't process. Okay, remember? Like, it's tough, man. It's difficult.
Hour two next.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.